One beer, please, on Max Inc. Radio. Rocker, I see somebody that looks familiar to me.
Do you?
I do.
Familiar.
Is it me, Rob?
Oh, well, yes, it's you. Of course, yes. I know you.
Or could it be me?
Well, okay, I know you too. All right. So.
Oh, nice.
There's a third person in there that I recognize from Atword Fest.
That's right. Yeah. Nice one. Well, One Beer Please is a ska fusion group based in Madison whose members carry a wide variety of musical influences and backgrounds, including jazz, Latin, pop, punk, funk, and ska, and always striving to create a fresh sound. Steve Bita of One Beer Please is here in the studio to tell us about the ska fusion of One Beer Please. Steve and Bita, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And now we let in with money, 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 and that's what I'd call skava.
Exactly. That was, we talk about that all the time when we play that.
So that's a ska cover?
That is our ska cover of ABBA's Money, Money, Money. It's actually part of a larger like 70s thing that we do.
Mm-hmm.
We have another ABBA tune, Lay All Your Love on Me. You know, about disco.
Does that get people going?
It does.
That's a dance crowd
I had a
going.
Feeling, yeah.
People like hearing what they know, and if they hear it a little different, they get interested. And they
Isn't
like
that
listen
crazy
to it.
How, like, you know, disco kind of makes this resurgence? You know what? It's probably just great dance music, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I noticed.
New. What's old is new again.
Exactly.
Wow. And you know, that whole time I never knew that was an ABBA cover, so I learned something today.
Oh, wow.
Steven, before we hear about One Beer Please, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, how did you get started playing music?
So, I went to public school and did band stuff for a while. So I played trombone. That's my main thing. I actually ended up coming down here to study. Trombone is one of my degrees at UW-Madison.
I see. Wow. Mm-hmm.
One of them? What was the other one?
Econ. I was an econ music double major.
Wow. So nice. Something to fall back on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be a trombonist? Son, you're going to need something to fall back on.
Not exactly the most most reliable profession out there with an undergrad trombone degree. While I was in school, I kind of started getting hooked up to a lot of different bands in town. My sophomore year, I had my first paying gig with a Latin band, Latin Pride Orquesta.
Sure.
On a New Year's Eve in like 2018. And that was my first introduction to the scene. That's where I met a bunch of people who slowly but surely connected me to a few of the other bands that I've played throughout in town.
Now, tell us a little bit about your parents' role. They put you in trombone lessons. How was trombone picked?
My band teacher actually came to my parents. They were going to put me in band. Both of my parents, you know, they were in band growing up. They played in marching band and in musical theater and all that kind of stuff all throughout high school. So they're like, you're going to do band. And then the band teacher came back to them after I wanted to do percussion. And thank God they said no, because I would have been a terrible percussionist.
Oh.
But they're like, hey, we actually need trombone players. And that was like way low on my choice list. I was like, I'd rather do trumpet or saxophone, you know, obviously drums. But they needed trombonists, so they kind of stuck me with trombone. And from there, I really liked it. I spent a lot of time after school practicing, playing, listening to a lot of stuff. There's some really great players up in Wausau where I'm from that really, you know, bolstered that brass background.
Yeah, now why does that surprise me a little bit? When I think of Wausau, I don't think of brass.
Yeah, it's not a, you know, not a lot of people think about that town for that kind of scene, but there's a band up there, a Hip Pocket, that's a like a 70s, you know, Chicago style cover band. And they play around town a lot, and the principal for one of the elementary schools leads that band. He's a killing trumpet player, Nick Phelan, and his two sons we've all played together. They're all musicians, wonderful musicians, and a lot of creativity and collaboration with that family, and a lot of growth in that scene with those people, which is really cool.
What all instruments do you play besides trombone? Anything else?
I play, air quotes, the bass guitar. I spent some time doing that in jazz bands and just kind of like messing around. Like if our bass player can't make a rehearsal, like I will fill in for him as best as I can.
Air quotes again.
Yeah, air quotes again. And it's that's really the only thing. And then I did learn the double tenor pans for panchromatic steel when I was playing with that band.
Oh
wow.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your band, One Beer Please.
So I kind of started this project mainly just because me and a lot of other friends at UW-Madison kind of started to get into ska together a bit. I kind of got into the genre from the way that a lot of people in like my age and maybe a little bit older, the third wave of ska, which is all that 90s stuff, you know, Superman by Goldfinger, Real Big Fish, the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, Streetlight Manifesto,
okay. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
All that kind of stuff. And then like as I kind of got into it, me and my roommate Nick Hill, we both really started listening to a lot of that music and got really into it. And then we found Fishbone and The Specials and all of these other older bands that they're just killing. They're so good. And it really expanded what ska was in our brains as a genre. And we're like, hey, you know, we got a lot of other musical influences and it would be really cool to start our own thing and just kind of get it going. So a couple years ago, you know, post-pandemic, we're all out of school at this point. We're like, we want to do something related to this, like let's find some other people who are available and want to get in on it and just start playing around town, having some good times, playing some good music. Yeah, that's kind of where it all started.
Now, how did you get the name One Beer Please? I mean, why not two?
Yeah, you got to ask for the first one politely, and then from there, you know. actually, the name comes from one of my roommates back in college. We were going out, and he had an ID that was perhaps not the most legal at the time. Not me. I was, you know, I was law abiding at the time, but he was getting denied at every bar we were going to.
But not anymore. He's not allowed.
Not anymore.
You got to bring his mom.
I know, right? Shame him a little.
That's
bit.
That's what I did.
Yeah. But we were hitting the bars and we tried to get into as many as we could and we got denied at almost every single one and we get to one, and they somehow let him in. The bouncer must have needed new glasses or something. But we get up to the bar and it's loud and we can't hear anything and he's never been to a bar, doesn't know what to say. So he just goes up and he's like, hey, give me one beer, please. And I elbow him to the side. I'm like, just ask for like the name of a beer. Like, you can't just ask for one beer and expect him to just hand you exactly what you're thinking of. We're like, we already were testing the waters here, trying to get you into this bar. Like, the last thing we need is for them to think that you're more underage than you already are.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little green.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One thing that's pretty much a requirement for ska bands is a killer horn section. Tell us about your horn section.
Yeah. So obviously as a trombonist, that's something I love about ska. So I play trombone in that band and sing. And then next to me, my right-hand man is Justin Coyne, who's currently a doctoral student here at UW-Madison.
Mm, nice.
Wow. He went to school...
Of what?
Of trombone.
Trombone.
He's going all the way.
Yes.
He's going all the way.
Really committing to the bit on that one. But he played in a punk ska band out in Boston when he was an undergrad for his master's. And so when I met up with him at UW, we were both like, hey, let's do this ska thing together. And he was a pretty big fan of it. Our trombone player right now is Noah Joke, who It's spelled differently, but he plays in a couple other bands around town. Novel Folly is the one that a lot of people would know. They're kind of like a neo-soul, prog neo-soul kind of group. But Hiatus Coyote is the first band that comes to my mind when I listen to them. And then our current trombonist, our other trombonist right now, you know, we got three trombones rocking it big time.
Wow.
Yeah. it's Caden Buck, and that's another friend of mine that... I went to school with, and he's played around town with me and other bands like Mad City Funk. And
how do you all get along as three trombonists?
You know, we're all peas in a pod there. Like, we're all trombonists have the same personality. You know, we're all big goofballs, I think, when it comes down to it.
Is that required to be a trombonist?
Yeah. When they handed me the trombone, there's like the list of requirements. Like, you got buzz and move the slide and then also be a big stupid goofball at the bottom there. So we all signed up for it. But yeah.
Give the drummer some. You know, tell us about your drummer quick.
Yeah, so Abe Stoffel-Murray is our drummer. I went to school with him too, all UW grads. And I met up with him again after we graduated all together and we needed someone to play drums in the band. And he's not playing around with a lot of other bands, but he's actually got a big DJ thing going. He's part of a pretty big group of DJs that play down at the Cardinal Bar pretty frequently. And at Gibbs, you know, a lot of house, funk, disco, kind of stuff like that. And he's all spinning vinyl. So his love of that, like very groovy music, translates really well to playing in this band. Plus the jazz background helps too. Now, got chops.
One beer, please. You're playing at the High Noon Saloon on Thursday, August 28th, and then October 30th at the Gamma Ray Bar. This is the end of the year shows. You've had a really great summer, and now a Halloween show to cap it off.
Yeah. We had a really busy summer. Played a bunch of different gigs around town, all outside, and luckily the weather held for basically all of them, which is, you know, you don't always get that every summer. It's kind of a crapshoot. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. In Wisconsin, could be rain, could be snow.
I mean, yeah.
Come on now.
Some of those early or late enough ones, you never know. You got to bring all types of clothing for all types of weather. All terrain music kind of thing, you know.
What's the future look like for One Beer, Please? You guys got a new EP coming out, album?
Yeah, we're working. We recorded some music for an EP in February, and we've slowly been working on that music, trying to do all the mixing and mastering DIY, you know. It's a learning process. A lot of us really haven't released our own music before, so we're kind of taking that as a track to try and learn how to do some of that. We recorded all of our stuff with Evan at Red Shed Recording Studio. He's the drummer for Secret Menu, another great local band.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome. I love that guy.
His studio is great, and we had a really good time recording with them, and we got about 6 songs down, and we're just slowly chunking our way through it. It's been a lot, but it's been a really good learning experience.
How do we keep up with One Beer, Please online?
You can follow us on all of our social media channels. We got Instagram, Facebook. We have a Bandcamp that we'll be dropping all of our stuff on. We're on all the major streaming platforms, too, for our current single, Money, and then our next one coming up, Good for Your Soul.
Tell us about that song before we listen to it.
Is that an Oingo Boingo reference?
No, it is not an Oingo Boingo reference, unfortunately. It's actually heavily inspired by chicha, which is like the Peruvian psychedelic cumbia genre that I play in a couple other bands. There's a lot of great ska Latin fusion bands that have been playing around. Los Fabulosos Cadillacs is definitely the big inspo for this song. So it's a Latin ska fusion kind of thing that we're trying to cook up with this.
Well, Stephen Bita, One Beer, Please, thank you so much for coming down to talk to us tonight on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been awesome.
Well, let's check out this brand new song. This is a premiere by One Beer, Please. This is Good for Your Soul. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
To dance, to move, to feel, you know it's in this place. A beating heart, a moving mind, creates a feeling that we will not lose in time. It is so good for me and you.
It is good for your soul.
Friendship forged within the groove.
It is good for your soul.
Come as you are, come as you may.
It is good for your soul.
We're here to dance our cares. This is your family for the night.
It is good for you.
It doesn't matter who you're with, yeah, together or alone. It helps to heal skin to skin and bone to bone. Since heavy fears into feather weights crumble stone hearts to feel love instead of hate.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.